This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Petersburg Indian Association held a cultural camp. The event offered a chance to learn about wild food harvesting, native language, and traditional technology. KFSK's Ari Snyder reports that the camp kicked off a unique demonstration for those with stronger stomachs.
Yep, go on this side, guys, okay? Hey, no touching, okay?
The community cultural camp is just getting started at Sandy Beach Park. Most participants are children, but a few adults have showed up as well. Organizer Guy Lynn Etcher gathers everyone around a picnic table, but they're not going to eat. Not yet, anyway.
We need to be on this side, guys. You'll be able to see it, but you guys need to be on the other side of the table.
Rather, everyone watches as brothers Adam and Evan Ware unload a dead seal from a fish tote and place it on two large cutting boards.
Thank you.
That is perfect. I feel lighter than last time.
The seal is about 4 feet long, plump, with a dappled gray coat. Adam, who is 18 years old, shot it the day before in Frederick Sound. The Wares are allowed to hunt seals because they are Alaska native. Now, he and his 12-year-old brother, Evan, are going to demonstrate the Tlingit way of processing the animal.
I'm cut it right up the belly, up ring around the head so it's easier to pull off.
Without gloves and using a small paring knife, Adam makes incisions around the bottom flippers, then a straight slice up to the sternum, revealing a thick layer of soft white blubber. With Evan's help, he works his way out from the initial lines with quick, precise cuts, gradually separating the blubber from the rib cage and peeling back the hide.
What other parts of the seal do you eat?
Oh, you can eat the intestines. You just need to clean them out and you can fry them, I'm pretty sure. Most of it you can eat.
That includes the liver and even the flippers. By now, Adam and Evan have removed the seal's head and peeled the skin most of the way off. Next, they break open the rib cage and start gutting the animal by hand, carefully, piece by piece.
Here's pull it all out.
Yeah.
That's the heart.
Yep. Here's the. One is the heart.
Oh yeah, it is a big
that's
heart.
The
huh?
Kids who left.
The brothers finish separating the skin and blubber from the carcass, then walk down to the beach to wash their hands in a stream.
Trying to get as much blood off as possible.
The seal blood actually sticks a lot more than other stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it's staying on your arm pretty well.
Yeah.
Adam says it's important to him to participate in events like this one.
Any chance I get to help promote, like, show my culture, I do it. It's really important for me to kind of try and keep my culture alive.
Evan says he likes carrying on Tlingit traditions.
I'd say it's enjoyable to show our culture and, like, to hunt, get the animals how our ancestors did before us. It's kind of fun doing it, too, because it's just...
We go out and do what we love. Like, we love to hunt, we love to fish. That's what we do.
That gets out, or are we...
We're gonna take out the fur so we can... It'll be easier.
Okay. The Wares donated the seal meat and the blubber to the camp, and Etcher says they'll eat some of it at an upcoming youth cultural camp. The rest will be distributed to Petersburg Indian Association members, starting with the elders. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.
You can read that story more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.